Yes, that was Tristan Psionic. They are not playing live. Who is playing live are also playing, I believe, if memory serves, tomorrow at 917 Main Street with Toronto band Rat Tail. I hope that is true. They will correct me if that is incorrect. Yes, you know of 917 Main Street. It is affectionately called the Fobalt, and they will rock. They are hopefully still Casey, Paul, and Mike, and they are in a band out of Vancouver called Kick Everything. Take it away.
Hey, everybody. We're Kick Everything. We're going to play three songs for you and then take a little break and chat with our friend Chris here. And
I just want to thank Evan, Irene, and Chris Riffick for setting this up for us.
Changing our instruments.
Drinking some water. Can I get a tiny bit more vocals? Tiny, tiny bit? If that's possible, thank you. Am He's looking at me. He's smiling. Whoa. A guitar. An old guitar. Frantically strapping. Next song. Song called Freaking.
Give me a sign, man. Let us know, man. Spells, fire extinguisher completely missing. We don't like anybody who doesn't like us.
You gotta speak into the microphone.
We don't like anybody who doesn't like us.
He doesn't mean that.
I actually like a few people that I suspect don't like me. Quite a few people.
We're working that part out.
Bring it down a little bit. This is our sad song.
For all the people who don't like us.
Our exes.
Three of whom are standing in the room right now.
Stop it, you guys. I'm gonna have a nervous breakdown. Wow.
Could this air be any more dead?
There was a fan, but we had to turn it off because it was like...
Thank you.
I was a stain in your thoughts. I remain. We had some good times along the way. I was a stain.
We're going to take a little break now and chat with our friend Chris. Hi, Chris. We can see you through the window.
Great. This is 101.9 CITR. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name's Chris, and this is Kick Everything. Thank you very much for coming, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, good.
We're awesome. Polite Canadians.
Yes.
We'd love to be had.
Thank you very much for your album. I don't know if one of you gave me your album.
Probably me. Which album is it? So
This Eye is Demented and Possibly Deceased.
Oh, that's the first one. And we have a new one coming out. But yeah, that's the
fantastic. What is the new one going to be called?
The new one's called Stay In Slow Now. And we're just getting it mastered right now. And then we're going to print it on vinyl. And that's going to be out in September.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, yeah, fingers crossed.
Do you have a plan for when and where you're going to have the CD release? Or is that... Not to.
I think we have
don't really know,
ideas.
But you know what? We've been really loving. I'm just gonna jump right on in and make the conversation in spite of the mics in front of all of us that make it a bit awkward. Enjoying playing shows for our friend who organizes the No More Strangers Night with Winnie Cooper, Tristan Orchard. Yeah. So we might try to do something with that.
Yeah, I think that's what I was gonna say. We're probably gonna it's in the works, but
as long as it has style, you know.
Yeah, because he's in a band too, Double Dragon. They're pretty cool, and we probably try to do that together. And then we're going on tour in October. Our first tour. We're gonna go to Eastern Canada. And then go to New York for a little bit, for maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow you're playing a show at the Phony Cobalt.
Yeah, that's right.
Renovated.
Awesome. Do you know much of the band that you're playing with, Rat Tail?
Yeah.
They're from Toronto. They're kind of psychedelic grunge. They're really cool. They're a female lead as well. She plays the bass, and they're a really cool band.
Awesome.
And they played at Sled Island, and now they're here actually right now, and yeah, we'll meet them tomorrow.
We're looking forward to it.
Have you been into the new Cobalt?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm a bit afraid to step in.
I was too.
Have you seen it?
Oh my gosh.
I heard there's real bathrooms now.
Yeah, well, there was real bathrooms. It just doesn't smell like pee.
Yeah.
But it's so clean in there. I mean, no posters and stuff. It's all black and clean and lovely.
How do you feel about that vibe? Is it a bit it's ready for a new coating of posters and pee? And
I'm hoping. Here's hoping that Kick Everything will be the first step.
We'll do some peeing tomorrow.
I'll pee on everyone.
Awesome. How do you feel with the first album? How do you feel that your sound has evolved?
Oh, that's a funny question because for us, there's definitely an evolution because the first record was really a do-it-yourself love affair. Recorded on an album.
Sure.
And I guess what I mean by that is that it's sort of a document of a burgeoning love between the three of us that are now in the band. And more than anything, it was recorded off of laptops. We would put the laptop on Mike's stomach and we would record the sounds. He would kind of absorb it. And
sweat onto him and get the
in that
really
way.
Good,
in that way, I think
crunchy,
you know.
Crunch.
Now, Mike,
fine and flying as ever. You know, I mean, can't keep me down.
Do you all live in a loft together?
We don't live anywhere.
We live in a life together, though.
Sewer.
That's enough. You know.
Yeah, we can't afford the luxury of spaces.
Okay.
So we just sort of live wherever we can. For the time being, Mike, do you want to talk about where you're living? Or Casey, do you want to talk about where you're living? Or should we just maybe...
We have a new couch!
You yeah.
Can, yeah. I was thinking that
the whole sub-building is so quiet right now. I was looking at it
we
as
totally squat here.
Available yeah. real estate.
We were
you know?
Students. You know, we paid our dues here. We should get something back.
Are you all former students of UBC?
Paul and I are, but Mike went to SFU.
Yeah, I'd chase Paul out here sometimes just see how he got down, you know, and I always wanted to be here, but now I'm back, and I think I'm going
to
stay.
Wait, you're back to where you never could be.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's a dream come true for you to be here tonight. I can feel that.
Yeah, well, the Charlie Brown comics don't hurt either.
Yeah, the Charlie Brown comics in here are, I think,
are
adding a certain
everywhere.
Kind of energy.
Everything
yeah.
I imagined.
What are you talking about, Charlie Brown comics? Bloom County!
By Charlie Brown, I simply mean newspaper.
Yeah, oh, okay, I'm
Michael's
sorry.
Blind.
Oh!
Like, largely.
Well, how about more music?
Let's
yeah,
do
what
it.
Do you think? Should we do some more yeah. music?
How about some more music?
Okay, we're going to play a new song called Motion Man. And
we'll probably
thank
have to start
so
it
much.
Three times.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you very much. And this is the Kick Everything on 101.9 CITR.
Yeah. We got two Fender amps. We got a Trainer. We got a fully equipped system here. We have an overloaded microwave that's about to set loose and rip a 6-foot gash into the walls, and then we're gonna fill it with sound.
This is sound. Wow, 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 wow.
Whoa, hey, wait a second.
That's my favorite.
We talked about this.
What movie is this, Mike? What is this? This is a Michael Douglas movie?
No, this is a movie. Michael Douglas at his best.
Or The Abyss, or...
The Abyss. Michael Douglas at his best. The Abyss.
He was in The Abyss. Was that Arctic movie? Was that The Abyss? Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah.
Hi, can you make me up on the outside? But that's all you see. Go higher, lift up my shirt, take me down before I get up. Some like a courtesy, 1, 2, 3 whiskey. Huh. Give it away. Ooh, ooh. Give it away. Why don't you give it away? I've thought about it all day, I've cried all night. I forget about it some days, but never at night. I think about it all the time, I hate the smiles and the light. It's struck by emotion, and directed by emotion. Give it away.
Motion Man.
How about that? Let's do that one again.
Won't be as good.
Nobody?
Okay, look, let's do it again.
One more different song.
This is from our first album, This Eye's Demented and Possibly Deceased. I think there's probably like a copy at Zulu and you can get on iTunes, but you can probably download it for free too. Clamor, clamor, clamor. If you email us, we'll send you the song and everything.
Your name.
Stellar.
That's our set. I think that's as much music as we're going to play. Does that sound right to you?
I didn't hear any of that.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'm
let me speak my lines over again.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that's our set.
That's your set?
That was what we were going to play.
All right, 25 minutes of speech.
Is that okay.
No, that's okay. This is your forum. You do whatever you would like with it. We got the room till 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what? That's a big mistake for us because Casey told us the show is only till 10:30 tonight. I thought that was strange too, but...
Oh, my God.
I told everybody it wasn't even happening, so...
So we're... You know, that's just how we roll.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it! Like, that was an action-packed 30 minutes!
Okay, well, and, you know, we can play a couple more songs.
Yeah. Whatever you'd like.
Stuff out, you know?
Well, can I ask a couple more questions?
Yeah, why don't we take a break
and then we'll have a little bit of
a regroup. That's a great idea.
I goofed, I guess.
Well, no worries!
And I listened, to the show to make sure everything I thought I knew was everything new, but...
Can I ask them how the tour planning is going?
It's going good. We have it's going good. We have the first 2 weeks of October tentatively booked in the southern Ontario and Montreal, and then we're gonna get over the border somehow and then play a few shows in Brooklyn and. Long Island.
Manhattan.
And we'll release the dates really soon as soon as we can confirm everything and get a full lineup,
Did you find it easy to have to find shows in Southern Ontario? And
you know
You got friends in there?
We didn't really find anything. Casey found everything.
Okay.
So she's been the leading force behind it. Mike and I are essentially buffoons. We will do her bidding. We will play wherever and whenever she wants us to, and she's been an amazing organizer of this tour. So
I'm pretty anal and neurotic.
Yeah, you figured it out.
I just email every single place I could Google, the power of Google, you know. And promoters have been and venues have been really great. As
talent is a magnet, after all, you know what I mean.
And responding and. Being supportive and helpful in any way they can, if we're not in charge of booking, here's some people to contact and da da da. So I think it's a good, really good support system.
In this hot studio, I'm fanning myself with my T-shirt and ballooning it in and out and talking into this microphone. It's incredible in here. If people could see this action.
But your description is so visual.
Are you looking forward to certain towns to play that you haven't been before?
I haven't been to Eastern Canada at all. I'm such a bad Canadian, I guess. I've only been out to Jasper, so I'm looking forward to seeing Eastern Canada. Apparently, because Paul and Matt, Mike have
one and only
have been. So they tell me that October is the best time to be there because it's beautiful.
We're going to see multicolored leaves because we can't get enough of that anywhere.
Are you trying to get into any festivals like the Pop Montreal Festival?
We tried so hard and we've heard nothing back.
Yeah, it's tough.
But you never know. And we are kind of inspired by, you know about spontaneous performance happening in the streets in ATM machine. Then we can just make it happen.
I have no idea what the hell
you know exactly
about.
What I'm talking about, yeah. Chris. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And so I think we might just make our own festival somewhere.
Do it, man.
You're invited. It might be happening. This might be it. This might be the festival.
That's
right
awesome.
Now.
It's intimate. Yeah.
I was going to ask about a show that you guys played in Victoria. There's two things about it. Please forgive me. I have to find the... it was called The Light Bar.
Oh, okay. That was actually in Vancouver. Yeah.
Oh, wait, is there still...
No, it was a temporary venue. That was initiated and run and operated and sustained by volunteers who were all part of the collective, the arts collective, Instant Coffee. And they did an incredible thing, a great service for the whole city. And really it's something that was kind of this peak, I think, that was a sort of, a counter peak to the events going on around the Olympics. It was an amazing venue. It was all kind of run and... off the sweat of Instant Coffee and a grant that was made available through this multi-venue collaborative moment culturally called Bright Light, which was a project that was funded as a part of the Cultural Olympiad.
Sure.
And we were lucky to play there. It was an incredible venue, an incredible space, and Vancouver needs more of those kinds of spaces.
Was it in
Gaston? It was on Cordova, right by Carroll Street, I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Right near that horrible club,
that
23
bar.
West.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not finished by the
it was literally next door.
Awesome. What were you wearing? Yes, it was like you're wearing a collection of stuffed animals and linens.
I made a costume. It was like really like crappy costume. I'm not a good seamstress or sewer at all. But I bought this material from Dressu to make it a scarf originally, but then it wasn't fitting right. So it was kind of like black felt, and I just cut it into a bodysuit and went to the dollar store and like scoured Dressu for anything cheap I could find, cheap in plastic, as if like a party just threw up on the costume. So yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was the same performance, but there was this footage that's on YouTube where you're singing a song, Casey, and you're sitting up the steps.
Oh, yeah, that was a light bar.
I thought aesthetically that looked really cool, but then there's that one schmo that had to, go in front of you to, walk down. It's like, there's a performance happening. Give me a break.
We roll with it. Maybe he had to go to the bathroom. Oh,
hold it! Can you hold it? Art is happening.
Yeah.
Would you guys like to play a couple more songs? We would love to have it.
Yeah, we might play one more song. We might play another song called Fun. But I think we might talk a little bit before that happens while we're setting up, because otherwise there will be a little dead air.
Okay.
So if you could direct a question at this gentleman, that would be most helpful to the show and to your listeners.
If you could answer this question, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Hit me.
Drum machine, has Kick Everything always been with program beats? Have there ever been a drummer in the band that you just
that's,
was a little too wild
to
kick out?
That's sensitive territory. I think there was, but you're completely entitled to ask. I wasn't part of the band when this was going on. I think they tried out a drummer who lasted one trial, and then they bought... I think they were already experimenting with a drum machine, and then they just decided to do it all in a drum machine.
Boxing Day.
On Boxing Day, they decided it was going to be a drum machine act. Yeah.
Okay. Well, and is there any future plans to perhaps have a drummer, or are you?
I think there are some songs. There's at least one. I say one out of every 20. You sort of think, wow, you know, if we had a drummer, this would be even more,
live and
pumping.
One of my favorite sounds is definitely the sound of live percussion.
Huh?
Yeah.
You know, whatever the kit consists of, whether it's driftwood or an actual drum set, I think the sound of live percussion is incredible.
But I do like the sound of the beats. They do sound quite organic when
you're
performing. So, I mean, I don't think that there's anything lost because of what you're doing.
We like it, and it's also, I mean, just for the sake of...
out of circumstances.
Yeah, circumstance and practicality, it just becomes a lot easier this way. But I would like us to work with everything. I mean, a drummer.
Violinist.
Yeah.
Well, promise me you don't get a drummer the day before your tour. I mean, that's the best part of being a three-piece without a drummer and a drum set to go across Canada.
We might have an air drummer. We know this guy. We're looking in. I'm serious. He's.
I didn't say you were serious.
He's big on air drumming, but we have to put him in front. He wants to be the stage. You know, we'd have
and
to be.
I think we should also
him.
We should also mention about this tour. A huge part of it is that we're going to be touring with Mike's other project called The Stick, and The Stick. You can listen to them online at myspace.com/The Stick. The Stick, and he and Julian Howe have a project that's incredible and. We're going to be touring together. So it's a kind of interesting collective effort in the way that Mike will be playing bass with us after sequencing
working
beats.
Working out on stage,
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry I didn't ask.
No.
I should just expect that
everyone has
Vancouver
15
band
jobs.
Has,
well,
and that has seven other bands. really quick, it's the person that you have that does his own beats. It's not Olympian...
musician Beatbox Fred, is it?
No.
There was a time I was in a band, and the opener was this guy named Beatbox Fred, and he just stood in the middle of the room, and he had, like, one of those Janet Jackson mics, and he proceeded for 45 minutes just to do, like, pretend that he was drumming, but he would just do a beatboxing for 45 minutes. It was the greatest thing you would ever see.
That sounds pretty magical.
Now I feel like starting over again. That sounds so
Let's
much better.
Beatbox Fred, where are you?
Are you guys ready for one final
Yeah, and
closer?
You know what we've decided? Because of the fact that we can't seem to write certain songs without involving profanity, we're going to play a slightly less profanity-laden track.
It can be profane.
And it's a new track. It's a very brand new song.
This is the first time anyone in the hall will have ever heard it.
Apart from us three and Julian, actually, our friend Julian, who gave us a lot of advice in recording it. So we're going to play this. This is our premiere of this song.
That's
Can you use the word premiere in a situation like this?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. It seems arrogant, but
premiere.
Let's hear it. This is the worldwide premiere on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Kick Everything.
Baby, away.
partially successful.
Which counts.
How did you
for,
feel?
It felt very rough. Something happened, I think, in the switch from one guitar to the next. I thought we were going to be playing a different song, and then I forgot that the guitar was so loud, and it kind of threw me for a loop.
That's okay. You're
I hope it didn't explode
song.
In there. Yeah.
Yeah. The opening night jitters on the song that
well,
you're playing
we thought
for the first
we got
time.
Got rid of them, so we'll be okay tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to a second debut that song tomorrow?
We're going to second,
yeah.
Third, fourth, fifth it probably amongst the three of us now.
Awesome.
No. We gotta plow through it.
And Kick Everything are playing tomorrow at 917 Main Street. Playing with oh darn, I just
Rat Tail.
Thank you so
we'll
much.
Be on
out
at
of 10, Toronto,
10:30-ish, and they'll be on directly after us, and then it'll be like a post midnight dance party.
Guaranteed,
for the no
guaranteed party. You know what
as,
I mean?
As part of the No More Strangers night.
Yeah.
I guess this is a new thing at the Cobalt now.
I think that's yeah, so. I think it's their debut, like at the Cobalt.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And what better way to have a debut than with the great trio from Vancouver, known as Kick Everything.
Well,
very kind of
thanks.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was lovely. We will call it. Shall we call it?
Let's call
Let's
it
quit.
Call it a day.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for,
so much.
3 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen.
And good luck on your CD release. Hopefully that Tristan will set you up with a good one. And good luck on your upcoming tour in September and October. And I wish you nothing but good things.
Oh, thanks,
thank
Chris.
Thank you, CITR,
likewise, yeah.
Chris.
Awesome. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Awesome. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and I guess we're going to just play a little bit of Plants and Animals out of Montreal, Quebec. And thank you very much for joining us. We have no idea what's going on. The show that happened after us, I don't even know what it's called, but that guy fled the country. He fled the country. Now he's living in Tokyo because there is a night that he's DJing at. One night? You leave Vancouver for that? That doesn't seem right, Irene. Anyway, we'll figure it out. This is 101.9 CITR. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Take care.